Good morning, Atlanta. This is Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get the second date, well, we're going to hook that ass up with $100. Who do we have on the line this morning?
Hey, this is Jerome.
What's up, Jerome? How you doing this morning, bro?
I was looking to see if I can get a second date with Tanya.
Tanya, that's her name?
Yes.
So what do you think happened between Tanya and yourself?
I think we had a good time.
So why don't you think she's calling you? Why are you now calling us?
So I'm really hoping y'all can help me figure it out.
So you clueless in the matter?
I'm very clueless.
Okay. So where did you guys go? Where did you meet? Tell us a little bit about Tanya. Did y'all have a nightcap?
Something like that. She came over to my house for a little bit. Then she left.
Hey, look, bro. This is what we going to do, man. This is how we going to help you out. We're going to try to help you out. Anyway. We're going to attempt to get her on the phone. Don't you say nothing. Keep your phone on mute until we cue you in. When we cue you in, and you can say whatever you want to say and try to get your sweetheart back. All right?
All right, cool.
All right. I mean, he's cool, but he sounds dry. He sounded like she was like, here was the date. I'm cool. Gotta go.
Hello.
Good morning. May I speak with Tanya, please?
This is she.
Hey, Tanya. Listen, do you have a few seconds to talk?
Yeah, who's this?
Tanya, this is the Streets Morning Takeover right here on Streets 94.5. Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shout It, man.
Yeah, hey, Tanya. Good morning. How you doing?
I just need to know why y'all calling, but I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
So, Tanya, you sound very perky. So, your phone working all the time? Every ring?
It does. You know, sometimes AT&T don't come through for me, but I try. I pray about it.
All
right. So, yep. Are you asking this girl a question like you about to give her a new phone or something? Like she don't want a phone. Hey, listen, Tanya. Listen, we got a segment on the show called Second Date Update, right?
Yes.
All right. And you are the topic of discussion this morning. Are you seeing anyone at the moment?
Kinda.
Okay, so you don't have to disclose any names. Just tell us about their relationship.
So there's this guy, Jerome. Is that what y'all called me?
Ding, 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 honey. Jerome called us up this morning looking for you.
No. Okay.
He said he took you on a date. You guys had a nice time, but you're not answering him anymore.
I bet he did. Did he tell y'all about Riri?
Is that his girlfriend or something?
He done got caught cheating.
That's his main girl. Little four-legged cat.
What?
Old cat tower and everything.
Did she scratch you or something?
No, but they had on matching outfits, and the way he talked to that thing was just, no. Mm-mm.
They had on matching outfits?
No, I'm about to say, what you mean matching outfit?
It's a cat. I don't even know how he got the outfit on the cat.
Okay, is this your issue with him? Do you like the cat? You don't like the cat? What's wrong?
I don't like how he is. The cat's name is Riri. His name is Jerome. He is single. I really think he's gay. But I really honestly do not think he likes women.
Because he has a cat?
I don't know how to say that to him.
Wait a minute.
Let's.
Jack, I got questions.
Well, we do have questions. We got to get some facts. Okay, so Jerome is a heterosexual male, and he owns a cat named Riri. And you telling me he dresses his cat up like him?
Yes.
Okay,
wait.
So is he an entertainer or anything like that?
You know, honestly, I didn't stay long enough to get any clarity. I just don't feel like I should be the person to have to figure out. And, like, I've made my assumptions. And honestly, like, I don't even have the heart to tell him that it's weird and he's gay. Like, I don't want to hurt him, but...
Tanya, I think we have already moved past that part. We didn't tell you... But he's on the phone, and he has heard everything you said.
Catman.
Oh, y'all so cold.
You cold. Catman, you heard what she said about you.
Jerome.
Hey, Jerome.
Girl, bye. What's up, y'all?
Jerome, not having it.
What did you tell her?
Is that Jerome?
See, y'all see what I'm saying now?
Jerome, we got questions.
What's up with you and this cat? What's up with Riri? Where Riri at?
Hey, man, if you don't get your ass...
I can't do this. I can't take it seriously.
Put some bass in your voice and throw that cat on the ground. I mean, no, don't do that.
I don't do animal abuse.
Throw that cat. Hey, look, Jerome, I got a question. Jerome, were you aware that this young lady, your lady friend, had an issue with you and this cat? Is this your first time hearing this?
Yeah, this is my first time hearing it. From what I've seen, she was enjoying reading.
Wait. Okay, another question. Is this your first time hearing it from her, or is this your first time hearing it, period? Have you ever
heard
it?
We need clarity.
Yeah, we need clarity. Has anybody else made comments about your cat, or have you had any other, you know, dysfunctional relationships or friendships because of this cat?
I mean, if they did, they didn't say it to my face. My mom had a problem with it for a minute, but she just got over it.
Look, I just want to ask you, Jerome, now that we have Tanya on the phone, is there anything you would like to say to her? Do you want that second date? Is there a way that we can get you guys back together?
Yes, I got something to say to her. Hell not to the second date, and hell not to us ever getting back together.
Jerome, I'm not here to judge nobody. I'm not here to call nobody out, but I'm kind of feeling... I kind of see why your girl has some suspicions and asking some questions, brother.
Because he got a cat? Y'all need to stop it.
It's not about the cat. It's his whole kind of aura and demeanor with the cat. Something about it says...
Mannerisms.
Yeah. Something about it says alternative.
Well, since you're not here to judge, I guess we can keep it moving and tell them what they won't be getting.
I mean, we can work it out. What we get? Like, I could go on another date.
No, girl. You don't get nothing. Y'all was going to get $100.
So it's a no-go. Y'all ain't getting back together?
Yeah, it's a no-go for me, at least.
I'm going to leave that offer out there for that $100 with spa day. No.
Girl.
Nah, it don't work like that. Hey, man. On behalf of 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm, y'all would not be getting this $100 for the second date update. Atlanta, y'all call us up about Riri and Jerome and Rome. He said, you don't get no Riri, you don't get no Mimi. Oh, man. Call us up, 443-520-945. Keep it locked, Streets 94.5.